Chapter 31. Catharsis. Battle Barge Charybdis. Bridge. Odysseus sat in agitated silence, gripping the arms of his throne. He could barely see his crew, though he knew they stood diligently at their stations, waiting for the light to return. They had been reduced to emergency lumens only. A blood-red gloom pervaded. It edged the armor of the legionaries guarding the door to his bridge, turning their battle plate a monochrome crimson. Their weapons were aimed at the door, their formation unmoved since they had first adopted it. They too waited. They did not speak. They did not adjust position. Odysseus wasn't even sure if they breathed. Everyone held their breath. The Charybdis had been breached. The Engineerium attacked. Farkor Zon's last transmission had been to declare his section secure and his intention to restore power. As the shipmaster of a space marine battle barge, Odysseus carried a great deal of power. He could sunder planets if he chose, or was so ordered. At that precise moment, he felt as impotent as a child. Lights flared, and systems that had been inert for the last few minutes came back online. A hololith crackled into life on a second dais before Odysseus' throne, suspended above the deck. It depicted the vessel that had assaulted them. It had begun to disengage. A parting barrage from its laser batteries did little more than strip some armor off the Charybdis' gnarled flank. She was a monster of a ship. It would take more than a scratch to worry her. The starboard shield array went up, and the barrage from the retreating Necrotor ceased as the Death Guard realized the folly in it. They would be siphoning every iota of power into the engines, trying to escape. It was futile, and Odysseus knew it. They had found a wounded beast out in the wild and tried to kill it. But the beast had woken, and now it had them. Odysseus felt the belligerent machine spirit of the Charybdis as he leaned forwards in his throne, a master of the universe again. It bayed for retribution, a great Saurian roar that sent Odysseus' heart pounding as surely as if he had really heard it echoing throughout the ship. With no small measure of satisfaction, he gave the order. Right flank broadsides! He grinned like a feral hunter whose elusive prey is in his sights at last. Fire! A shiver ran down the spine of the ship, felt all the way to the dais on the bridge where Odysseus sat upon his throne. From below decks there came the peal of distant thunder. Described on the hololith, the vessel known as the Necrotor vanished behind a silent flare of detonating void shields. Overwhelmed, overloaded, its scant protection was stripped away in seconds before barely a quarter of the Charybdis' bombardment cannons had hit their mark. Ablative armor surrendered without resistance, and the Necrotor's immense cruiser-feeding fuel cells cooked off, igniting a chain reaction that first tore the ship in half along its dorsal aspect and then destroyed it utterly. Chunks of debris exploded as far as the Charybdis, but the battle barge's shields absorbed their impact. A single punitive salvo. It was over in seconds. Odysseus leaned back, grimly satisfied. "We are the killer of worlds," he murmured, quoting an old naval saying. "We are the sailors of the untamed sea."